No, I don't believe so.
What about calling a cat?
I don't think so. I don't know any special call.
And to get a horse to stand still, a cow to stand still so you can milk them.
Feed them. George West? Yeah.
Do you ever hear people tell the cow anything to get her to stand still?
Well, no, other than just stay still and talk nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Cows have a tendency to respond the same as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
For one that's going to be nice, and with a cow,
mm-hmm.
the cow would react in a different way if someone come and was rough with the cow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they respond almost the same. A dog, that's the same thing. It depends upon how one responds mm-hmm. in relationship to the cow.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people call a horse, have a special call for a horse?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell a horse to get him started?
Tell him to get up.
Okay. And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
You just pull him back. You don't, with his reins, you horses,
mm-hmm.
you just have to, with a bridle or reins or whatever you have.
Mm-hmm. What would you have if you were plowing with him?
Well, it can be lines, plow lines, or reins.
What about when you're riding on him?
Well, it's a bridle and straps.
Uh huh. You wouldn't call it reins?
If you're riding on him, I don't believe you'd call it reins. I think reins would mean if you was in a buggy or something of that sort with a longer strap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you call the reins that you. It might be now. I'm mm-hmm. not sure. I'm not too familiar. But
what about what your feet are in?
The feed the horse.
Your feet, when you're riding.
Stirrup.
Okay. And to get a horse to turn left or right, you tell him.
Just pull him.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody call hogs?
Yeah. That has the same thing now as I said. In my opinion,
mm-hmm.
with the other elements I've so mentioned,
mm-hmm.
whatever you train them, whatever manner you train them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the word is,
mm-hmm.
if it's piggy, or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and they know the feed is waiting,
mm-hmm.
they will soon learn how to respond to it.
Mm-hmm. What about sheep? Do you ever?
I know, mm-hmm. it's out of my category.
And chickens?
I know about some of my chickens.
How do you call them?
Well, Chick, something like that.
Okay. Mm. Say, before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you say you have to
harness.
Okay. And when you're plowing, the trenches cut by the plow are called the.
You don't know anything about trenches cut by the plow. Rows.
Uh-huh.
Rows.
Or the
ditch.
What about
middle?
For
well, that's four.
Uh-huh.
That's one, but now it takes several furs, yeah. Mm-hmm. What the plow turns over is called a fur, okay?
And when you plow with two horses, do you have a special name for the one that walks in the fur?
I don't, I didn't.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you
have cleaned up the land.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again, would you have a special name for that?
Well, it's a second growth.
Okay.
And it's treated as it was first. You mow it too.
And wheat or fodder is tied up into a...
bales.
Or...
Okay, Annie, we'll bring in a second.
Okay.
All right.